How's it going? Yeah, I know how that is. I just saw you from across the room and, well, I had to come say hello. You're a total knockout. No flattery here. I assure you. Just being honest. By the way, I'm very pleased to meet you, Great name. Oh, where are my manners? I apologize. You can call me Ted. Pretty boring compared to your name, but hey. It's just what Mama chose. Anyway, what brings you out tonight? No kidding? Wow, that guy sounds like a total nerd to stand you up. I see your friends to bring you out here, though. Do you all come here often? Far out. Yeah, I love this place. Locals only? I don't know about that. Only been in a couple few times, but I'm sure you've seen me. No? Well, you weren't looking hard enough. So, what do you say to a drink and a dance? Come on, just one. I gotta say, despite it never being fun to be stood up, I'm glad that loser did that. After all, we never would have met. I wouldn't have indulged into our wonderful conversation, dancing, or those pretty eyes of yours. Guess what they say isn't true. Nice guys do finish first. Or at least I did tonight. So, pretty girl, what do you say to some breakfast after these beers? Oh, come on now, you know me. I'm Ted, the charming gentleman who you've blessed with your attention. I wouldn't hurt a fly. Besides, your friends can come too. Have them meet us there. I'd invite them along for the ride, but my bug can only accommodate two. And on top of that, I'm a one-lady kind of guy. Oh, come on, sweetheart. What do I gotta do? Get down on my knees and beg? Okay, go tell them we'll meet them there. You're completely safe with old Ted. So, you live around here, right? That's real nice. You know, it's my first time to this area, but it seems like a real swell place. No, not my first time. I mean, my first time actually driving around the town this deep. How far is the diner? Right, okay, and your friends are joining us too? No? Oh, that's a real shame. Your friend Peggy seemed like such a nice girl, even though she didn't like me too much. It's okay. She's just being protective. You're lucky to have someone like Peggy looking out for you. Honest to God, the world's getting crazy. I see just about every week someone else has gone missing, or the police find a body, some poor girl swallowed up by the big bad world. You're supposed to be safe in small towns, you know? Where I grew up, people still leave their doors unlocked at night. The rate America is going, that's about to be a thing of the past, sad truth. That's not like it used to be. It's just not like I used to be. Anyway, I bet here it's still like that, huh? I bet your folks still do that. Hell, I would too if I lived somewhere this serene and hometown America as this. Hey, now it's not polite to talk over someone. Did I tell you how beautiful you really are? That long hair, those sparkling eyes. Did your daddy ever tell you how special you were? Well, you are special. Very special, I mean. I just couldn't keep my eyes off you. Your laugh is so sweet and unassuming. Your smile is just perfect, and you know what else? You're so trusting. Shh, I'm talking. So very trusting and sweet. You didn't even think twice about leaving with me. You were just happy for the attention, for a real man, to step in and show you the time you wished you were having. I did that, and now you're being real ungrateful. You keep trying to talk over me, don't you care what I have to say? Don't you care what I have to say? Of course you don't. You only care about yourself, don't you? I'm sorry. Look, I just wanted to take you on a date. Do nice things for you, treat you like a real lady, but if you keep acting like a disrespectful little whore, I'll treat you that way. Why'd you disappoint me, huh? You break my heart. I try real hard to be the man you want, need. Nothing is ever good enough for you. Never. I'm good enough, am I? Never gonna be either, you stupid bitch! Good morning, pretty girl. Well, good evening. Shh, it's okay. I've just tied you up so you don't hurt yourself. Uh-huh, and that gag is so I don't have to hear your whore mouth anymore. So you shouldn't ruin our night. Stop struggling. You don't like me being weak? Well, I don't like you being that way either, so shut up. See, I can be the man you want. Look, let's salvage what we can of our date, okay? I just want to make you happy, princess. I had hoped we would kiss earlier, but now feels right. I want to be special. You deserve it. Was that as good as for you as it was for me, baby? Your lips are so pretty. So sweet and soft. I'll never get tired of kissing you. Stop looking at me like that. I said stop! That's it, huh? Do you like it when I'm nice? How could I forget? Grow backbone, Ted. Don't grovel, Ted. Is this weak? Am I weak, slut? Shh, don't struggle so much. You lose more air that way. You're the weak one. Always have been. I could snap your neck like a branch and there's nothing you could do to stop me. Isn't that right? Nod. Just nod your head. Good girl. For that, you get some air. In through your nose. There's a good girl. Relief washes over that pretty face. The hint of fear returns. I love that. I really do. The sudden realization painting over you. That realization that you're not in control anymore. I am. I control your entire existence now, don't I? That's good. Not again. See, you can be respectful. Oh, why do you look so nervous? Shh, don't be. Look at me, baby. You inspired me to look at myself and make something more. By sheer force and will, I become the man the world, and particularly you, need. I know I'm good enough now. But you're not. I've outgrown you, surpassed you. Now who's better than who? Never mind that. It's just the way it has to be. I've always been jealous of you. I've agonized over losing you, torturing myself. But now I don't have to. I'll keep you forever. I know I'm good enough now. And of course your whore cunt is wet. Not surprising, since you enjoyed being tied up and treated like a trash. I've found through trial and error, a lot of you actually do. So I'm not shocked that bit of choking also turned you on. You all thought I'm pitiful and weak. Yet with two hands around your throat, I can make it all go away. Fade to black. And I will. The last rush you'll ever get is my strong hands clamped around that pretty neck. The world ceasing to exist around you. Maybe you'll even get off. Some of them do. Then you're mine. The ultimate possession is, in fact, taking their life and then just the physical possession of their remains. Murder is not just a crime of lust or violence. It becomes possession. They become part of you. You are forever one. It gets me hard, and I'll fuck you once the last breath of life dances past these lips. You'll be a pretty corpse. I'll tuck you away out here. I'll find myself coming back to see you, or at least until you start to fade. You always do. Don't mind that. For now, you're special. For now, it's just you and me. Shh, don't fight it, baby. It only makes it worse. It only makes it harder. Sink into it. Like a bath. Let it wash over you. Enjoy the sensations, your heart thumping. The harder you can feel it trying to work, running out of air. I bet you can feel it in that cunt, too. I love watching this. Your lips, once pink, turning almost orchid purple, then blue. Your eyes so wide, chocolate pools of hate, hurt, and then acceptance. Those little gasps you make, it makes my cock twitch. Then you start to accept. You go limp, your eyes locked on me, like now. Am I man enough now? Did I take charge enough? I want to take my gloves off tonight. I want to really touch you. My only regret is not sticking my cock inside you. All the way in so I could feel this cunt hot and wet twitch around me as you lose consciousness. I wish all would stay warmer longer. But you're always beautiful. Always mine. Never to disappoint me again. You succumbed to me at my best. I was my best for you. Good night, beautiful. I'll see you tomorrow. You're strong, Ted. You're good, Ted. We did nothing wrong tonight. We went and saw a movie at the Inferno, a 7 o'clock show. It was good. We wouldn't see it again. I had popcorn and a Pepsi. And now I'll go home and be good old Ted. Nice guy, Ted.